AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is threatening attacks on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. military is vowing to blockade all Iranian ports starting today to force Tehran to open the crucial Strait of Hormuz and accept a peace deal. This is British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
All of the leaders that I met were crystal clear that freedom of navigation is vital and must be restored. No conditions, no tolls, and no tolerance of Iran holding the world's economy to ransom.
Iran's closure of the strait has sent oil prices soaring. An investigation has started into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, who was running for governor in California. He abruptly withdrew.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting a woman who worked for the congressman said he sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. She told the newspaper she did not go to the police because she was afraid she would not be believed. Swalwell took to his X account Friday to deny the allegations.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false.
CNN also reporting on the former staffer's allegations, as well as those from several women who say Swalwell sent them inappropriate sexual messages. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Minnesota are planning to investigate the actions of federal law enforcement officers in one county, potentially including a kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. The winner of Hungary's election says he will speak with Vladimir Putin if called and ask him to end the killing in Ukraine. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell in morning trading on Wall Street Monday as oil prices rose. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 340 points, or 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Oil prices rose back above $100 per barrel. Shipping through the vital Strait of Hormuz has essentially stalled since February. Ceasefire talks failed to end the war with Iran over the weekend. The U.S. military is preparing to blockade Iranian ports. Treasury yields held relatively stable. Damian Troisi, New York.
Authorities say the bodies of two workers trapped when a stairwell roof collapsed at a parking garage under construction in Philadelphia have been found. It happened on Wednesday. Crews initially rescued three workers injured in the collapse. They were taken to hospitals. One died. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.